Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's have some fun today.
And my name's Pauline. Do you like summer camp? Today's topic is teachers.
And the title of our lesson is Have Fun at Summer Camp. Have fun at summer camp. Okay, bye Pauline. I am off to summer camp.
Wait, what? No, you are not.
I thought you were telling me to have fun at summer camp.
That's just the title of our lesson, Peter.
Oh, well, but I love summer camp. It is one of my favorite places. Did you go to summer camp?
I did go to summer camp when I was a kid. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I started going to summer camps when I was in the third grade. After a while, when I got older, I started working at the summer camps. Have you ever worked at a summer camp?
I actually worked at a summer camp too, once in high school.
Ooh, in high school. Okay, well, we are both experts today. And let me tell you, it's one of the best jobs you can ever have. You still get to be a kid and be at camp.
It is a fun job, but teaching English is fun too, and we're sure happy that Christina is here to teach us our keywords.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是夏令营 ,summer camp. 从时间上来说,有一种夏令营是白天参加活动,但是晚上回家睡觉的。另外一种则是要在外面过夜,这种夏令营叫做 overnight camps.形容词 overnight 就是过夜的。通常这种过夜的夏令营会选择在森林里或者是湖边。Overnight camps are often near a forest. 森林就是 forest. 名词 lake 就是湖。Other overnight camps are near a lake. 以运动为主题的夏令营相当的受欢迎。常常看到的有篮球营、足球营或者是网球营。网球就是 tennis.Campers practice their tennis skills there. 另外还有美术营和音乐营。There are also art camps and music camps. 名词 art 就是美术或艺术。除了体育、艺术之外，还有科学或是数学营。Some people like science camps and math camps. 科学就是 science.
Who is out for summer? Kids are very excited. But what can they do for fun? They can go to a summer camp. Some camps are day camps. Kids go to these for a few hours each day or for a whole day.Other camps are overnight camps. Kids play and sleep at these camps. They can be just a week or can last a month or more.
Congratulations!
Thanks, Peter, but why are you saying that?
Well, because many of the people who watch our show are students.
Okay. So...
School is out for summer. Kids are very excited.
Oh, congratulations! Kids are very excited. And that's today's calendar phrase!
Kids are very excited.
Kids are very excited.
孩子们非常兴奋。
Summer vacation is here!
Kids are very excited.
Summer camp starts soon.
Kids are very excited.
Summer camp is a lot of fun.
Kids are very excited.
Kids will be away for 2 weeks.
Parents are excited too.
Yeah.
Kids are very excited.
Kids are very excited.
孩子们非常兴奋。
Everyone is excited for the calendar phrase, and now it's time to use it at home.
So yes, kids are very excited, but what can they do for fun?
They can go to summer camp. Some camps are day camps.
Day camps, this is just a camp that happens just for the day. Kids go to these for a few hours each day or for a whole day.
These are great camps because you can learn a fun skill.
Many go to band camp or music camp. If you know how to play an instrument, you can go to a day camp to become better at playing that instrument.
I know others that just go for the day camp to do a fun activity in the city. You might go somewhere for the day, like the amusement park or a recreation center in your neighborhood.
We also learn about other camps. Other camps are overnight camps. Kids play and sleep at these camps.
This word, overnight, is interesting. Let's learn more about it together. Here's our teacher, Christina.
有些夏令营是白天参加活动，晚上回家的。另外有些则是一连好几天需要过夜的那种。Other camps are overnight camps. 这个句子里的 overnight 是形容词。除了 overnight camps 之外呢，还有 overnight parties， 过夜的派对，或者是一连好几天必须在外过夜的会议，就叫做 overnight meeting。这些 overnight 都是当形容词用。它还可以当副词用，你可以说 They stayed overnight at my house. 他们在我家待了一晚。或者 I have to work overnight tomorrow night. 我明天晚上必须要工作一整晚。以上是 overnight 做形容词和副词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, so some camps are overnight camps. Kids play and sleep at these camps.They can be just a week, or they can last a month or more.
Yes, these are great camps. You can go with your friends and make new friends at the camp, too.
How long would you go to camp for, Peter?
I would usually go to camp for about a week.
Me too. Although, sometimes, when I worked at a camp, I was there for over a week, almost 3 months.
That's right. Well, we'll talk more about that, but we need to go to part two. Let's watch it together.
Overnight camps are often near a forest or a lake. Kids that stay at these camps are called campers. Each camper is put in a cabin. Cabins are small buildings that campers sleep in.But the campers in a cabin are also like a team. Each cabin has a leader. The cabin leader is usually older than the campers. The leader takes care of the campers.
Okay, so we are learning about overnight camps. This is a great way to leave normal life behind you for a while.
Yes, usually overnight camps are a place to get outside. Many of us live in the city, and camp is a great way to be in a new place for a while.
Overnight camps are often near a forest or a lake. Oh, I love the forest. Forests are full of trees and wildlife.
Yes, national parks often are forests.This is a place to see nature, and the air is really fresh.
The other place we talk about is a lake. In the city, we swim in pools, but at many camps, we swim in lakes.
I grew up learning how to swim in a lake. The water is good. It can be pretty cold, though.
That's true. One other place we don't talk about, but we should, is the mountains.Many overnight camps are in the mountains.
That's where I would go. And mountains usually have both forests and mountains.
So kids that stay at these camps are called campers.
Were you a camper, Peter?
Yes, I was. It was a lot of fun. We would live with a group of campers, like a team. You would do all the activities together.
Right. Each camper is put in a cabin. Cabins are small buildings that campers sleep in.
Yes, exactly. And like I said, the campers in a cabin, they're also like a team.
Yeah, I think we usually call this team a cabin, right? You ask a camper what cabin they are from, or you do activities with your cabin.
Each cabin has a leader. The cabin leader is usually older than the other campers. Let's visit Rebecca for more about this grammar point.
Hello, friends. Thank you so much for joining me today. Well, it's that time when you get to learn a new grammar point. Today, you're going to learn how to use an adjective to compare things. For example, the dog is nicer than the cat, or the car is faster than the scooter. You can do this, friends. Don't be afraid to use it.
Well, that was fun. Thank you, Rebecca. But now, friends, it's time for a break. We'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Hello again, friends. So today we are talking about camps. Peter, you worked at a camp. I assume you were a camp leader?
Yes, I loved being a camp leader. This means you had a cabin full of campers. You would take them to different activities. It's like being a teacher. No offense, but it's a lot more fun.
I think it's also a little bit easier, don't you think?
Maybe. Well, friends, let's watch part three. Let's learn some more.
Campers do all kinds of activities together. Campers swim and go boating. They hike and play games too. Many camps also have a theme. There are sports camps. At these, campers practice their skills in sports such as basketball, soccer, or tennis. There are art camps and music camps. There are science camps and math camps. There are language camps and cooking camps. There are camps for almost everything!
This is great. We finally get to hear about what happens at camp. Campers do all kinds of activities together. Remember, campers are the kids at camp.
And in this part, I think we are mostly talking about a kind of overnight camp called summer camp. This is because everyone is finished with school and the weather is nice.
So what can campers do? Campers swim and go boating. They hike and play games, too.
And many camps also have a theme. The theme of this show is to teach English. So let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
很多夏令营都有一个主题。Many camps also have a theme. 主题就是 theme。首先我们来练习这个字的发音，它一开始就是一个 TH 音，我们找一些类似的字一起来练习一下吧，请跟着我一起念 Theme Theme Think Think 轻轻地把舌尖放在两排牙齿的中间，发出声音的时候会吐一点气 Thick Thick Thought Thoughtthroat, throat. 练习完 th 音的发音之这个方式之后，我们来看几个常见的用法。Theme 是主题，所以一部连续剧的主题曲 就是 a theme song， 一个主题乐园就是 a theme park， 一家主题派对就是 a theme party， 一家主题饭店就是 a theme restaurant， 或者是一段文章在一开始点出主题的句子就是 a theme sentence， 主题句。
Thanks, Christina. So, what themes do we learn about in this part?
There are sports camps. At these, campers practice their skills in sports, such as basketball, soccer, or tennis.
If you want to get good at a sport, this is the place to go. You have a good chance to practice your skills.
Skills are things that you learn.We are always practicing and getting better at our skills.
There are other kinds of camps to learn and practice skills, too.
Yes, there are art camps and music camps. There are science and math camps. Did you go to any camps like this?
I actually did go to a science camp once. It was very interesting. I learned a lot.
Well, I did not.But there are even more camps that you can go to if math and science aren't your thing that you're interested in.
Yes, there are also language camps and cooking camps. There are camps for almost everything.
Well, if you could go back into time, what kind of camp would you go to right now?
Ooh, I think I would like to go to a language class, to a language camp where I could practice for many days.
Oh, that sounds really good, and I'm sure our friends would like that too. Well, friends, now it's time for a review. Let's look at those keywords together.
Here is your first keyword for today. Overnight. Overnight.This is an overnight trip.
Forest. Forest. Look at the tall trees in the forest.
Lake. Lake. Everyone can swim in the lake.
Tennis. Tennis.Tennis is a fun sport.
Art. Art. Nancy enjoys art. She draws well.
Science. Science. Science is very interesting. Okay, friends, those are the keywords. Keep on practicing.And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
School is out for summer! Kids are very excited. But what can they do for fun? They can go to a summer camp.Some camps are day camps. Kids go to these for a few hours each day or for a whole day. Other camps are overnight camps. Kids play and sleep at these camps. They can be just a week or can last a month or more. Overnight camps are often near a forest or a lake.Kids that stay at these camps are called campers. Each camper is put in a cabin. Cabins are small buildings that campers sleep in. But the campers in a cabin are also like a team. Each cabin has a leader. The cabin leader is usually older than the campers. The leader takes care of the campers.Campers do all kinds of activities together. Campers swim and go boating. They hike and play games too. Many camps also have a theme. There are sports camps. At these, campers practice their skills in sports such as basketball, soccer, or tennis. There are art camps and music camps. There are science camps and math camps. There are language camps and cooking camps. There are camps for almost everything.
Ginger, it's time for summer camp. Are you excited?
Yes. Where is summer camp?
It's far away.
In the jungle?
No, it's in the forest. And there's a big lake.
Yay, can I go swimming?
Yes.
Are there alligators?
No.
Are there grizzly bears?
No.
Can I play sports at camp?
Yes, you'll have lots of fun.
Yay, I'm ready.
Are you packed?
Yeah.
Do you have your toothbrush?
No.
Do you have a flashlight?
No.
Do you have your pajamas?
No.
What do you have?
Bananas. Lots and lots and lots of bananas.
Ginger.
Okay, let's practice answering some questions together. Here's question number one. What can kids enjoy at overnight camps? What can kids enjoy at overnight camps?
You can find the answer in part two. Kids can enjoy all kinds of outdoor activities. Question number two. What kind of camp would you like to go to? Why? What kind of camp would you like to go to? Why? Let's hear some answers from our friends now.
What kind of camp would I like to go to? I would like to go to so many camps, especially summer camps. Summer camps are the best. I would like to go to a two-week camp, maybe a sports theme camp. I love all kinds of sports, basketball, soccer, and tennis. Oh, and swimming. I can have fun and exercise at the same time.
What kind of camp would I like to go to? One that has a lot of delicious food for mealtimes and one with a lot of friendly campers that go. Probably a music camp where I could learn to play a new instrument. Or maybe a motorcycle camp where I could learn to be a mechanic. Oh, there's so many choices. I'll have to think about it more.
What kind of camp would I like to go to? As a kid, I didn't get to go to any camps. But if I had a chance to go, I would like to go to a robotics camp. Because I've always been interested about robots and technology. As a child, I would study or even break apart machines. It has always been my dream to build a robot that can cook for me and wash the dishes afterwards. But I don't know if that will ever happen.
What kind of camp would I like to go to? There are so many great kinds of camps to go to in the summer. When I was a kid, I went to church camp, and that was a lot of fun. But now, I think I would like to go to a language camp to practice Spanish, because that's a language I'm interested in.
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.